June 3rd, the holy martyr Lucilian and those with him, Claudius, Hypatius, Paul, Dionysius, and the virgin Paula. Lucilian grew old as a pagan priest, and as a graying elder, recognized the truth of Christianity and was baptized. His conversion to Christianity provoked great anxiety among the heathens in Nicomedia, and he was brought to trial. Because he did not want to deny his new faith, Lucilian was violently beaten and completely bruised, was thrown into prison. In prison he met four young men, Claudius, Hypatius, Paul, Dionysius, who, because of their faith in Christ, were also imprisoned. The elder greatly rejoiced in the young men, and they in him, and together spent all their time in pious conversations, prayers, and the chanting of psalms. When they were led out of prison, they were tortured by various means and finally sent to Byzantium, where the soldiers beheaded Claudius, Hypatius, Paul, Dionysius, and Lucilian, was crucified by the Jews. The nefarious Jews pierced Lucilian's entire body with nails. A virgin named Paula openly took the martyrs' bodies and honorably buried them. For this, she was accused and, after having been tortured, was beheaded, receiving two wreaths from the Lord, the wreath of virginity and the wreath of martyrdom. Their martyrdom occurred during the reign of Emperor Aurelian between the years 270 to 275 AD. The priestly martyr Lucian. Lucian was a Roman renowned for his noble birth, wealth, and learning. For a period of time, he was a disciple of the Apostle Peter. Later, Pope Clement sent him, together with Dionysius the Areopagite, to Gaul to preach the gospel, consecrating him bishop beforehand. With great zeal, Lucian sowed the teachings of Christ at first in Gaul and afterward throughout Belgium. When the evil Emperor Domitian began his persecution of Christians, a cadre of men were sent by him from Rome to Gaul to seek out and to capture the Christian missionaries. They first captured Saint Dionysius, and after that they went in pursuit of Lucian. Finding Lucian in Belgium together with his assistants, the presbyter Maxianus and the deacon Julian, the soldier killed these two in one place and in another beheaded Lucian. After Lucian had been beheaded, his lifeless body rose up from the ground, took his head in his hands, similar to Saint Dionysius and Saint John Vladimir, and then walked to the place where he desired to be buried. There he fell, and there he was buried. Later a church was built over his relics. The holy martyr Dmitri, crown prince of Russia. The ambitious Boris Godunov treacherously murdered Dmitri at the age of 8. In the town of Uglich in the year 1591 AD. After his death, Dmitri appeared to a monk and prophesied that a false Dmitri will appear and will cause the death of the murderers Boris Godunov, which afterward actually happened. A countless number of miracles occurred at the grave of the slain crown prince. After 15 years, his relics were discovered to be whole and incorrupt. They were translated solemnly to Moscow and interred in the church of the holy archangel Michael. Hymn of praise, the holy martyr Dmitri, crown prince.
Dmitri, a small child, a great saint became, and bloody Godunov the great forever remain cursed. Craving for power, the ambitious one can never be satisfied. In both worlds, that is fire, fire unquenchable. From Boris's goblet, men are poisoned. But from the goblet, Boris drank and himself judged. Down the river of blood to the throne, Boris sails. But into the sea of maggots, that river flows. As from an earthquake the crown on the criminal trembles, of everything frightened, of everything afraid, looks toward the heavens. Whoever innocent blood sheds, his own let him prepare. From this may there not be an exception, and there is none. Craving for power, winged horse, wings of wax, while to the height of authority it soars, the wings melted. Then from the heights to the bottom falls, lower than a vagabond, And Satan to his own speaks, "Behold the 100th madman, Dmitri, the young crown prince, innocently suffered. He, a crown prince, was then, and a crown prince now."
Reflection. Oh, if only we could enter into the mystery of God's providence in the lives of men, we would be filled with fear and trembling before every evil deed and before every sin of men. I understood your works, O Lord, and I am amazed. In certain great events, the mystery of God's providence is obvious even to men of lesser spirituality. For example, in the fate of the Crown Prince Dmitri and the bloodthirsty and power-loving Boris Godunov, in order to arrive at the first place among the noblemen in the court of Tsar Theodore, Godunov poisoned many of the nobles. When he reached the position of being first to the Tsar, he even planned to poison the brother of the Tsar, the 8-year-old Dmitri. On several occasions, through hired mercenaries, he administered the most bitter poison to the young crown prince, but the poison had no effect. Providence permitted that the criminal murder his victim, not secretly and quietly, but openly. Godunov dispatched the murderers who, openly in the middle of the day, murdered the crown prince. Thus did Dmitri become an open martyr, and Godunov became an open criminal for all of Russia. After that, Dmitri surfaced and proclaimed that he was the crown prince, as though he was the rightful crown prince Dmitri, and that someone else was murdered, and set out with an army against Godunov. He defeated Godunov and drove him to such despair that Boris prepared poison and took the poison himself. He who poisoned others poisoned himself. He who murdered the innocent Dmitri was himself defeated by a man with the name of Dmitri. He who has spiritual eyes to see, let him see the mystery of God's providence. Contemplation. To contemplate the miraculous calming of the tempest on the lake. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves, but he was asleep. St. Matthew chapter 8, verse 24. How the disciples cried out, "Lord, save us, we perish." St. Matthew chapter 8, verse 25. And how the Lord, with one word, calmed the tempest, and there was a great calm. How the Lord awaits that I cry out to him in fear to calm the tempest of passions, of men, and of demons on the sea of my life. Homily about the peace of the simple and the prosperity of the fools. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 32. Does peace kill? Yes, godless peace kills. Does prosperity destroy? Yes, prosperity without God and contrary to the laws of God can destroy. Simple are they who seek such a peace, and they who run after such prosperity are fools. For, in essence, they do not seek peace, but rather the sword, and are not running after prosperity, but rather after destruction. What is the peace of the simple, and what is the prosperity of fools? The peace of the simple is physical peace, and the prosperity of fools is physical feasting. King Herod wanted such a peace, and he was consumed by worms. Jezebel wanted such a prosperity, and dogs consumed her. By what name would we call a man who, in deciding to build a house, thinks that he will place the roof in the air first, and afterward erect walls, and then lay the foundation of the house? He would call him a simpleton and a fool. Much the same are all those who are attempting to establish peace in the world without interior peace, and to establish exterior prosperity for men without interior prosperity. The Christian faith is the only one which builds from the foundation, and the foundation is Christ, a firm and indestructible rock. Thus the Christian faith builds the peace and prosperity of men on Christ. A blessed and joyful inward peace is built on Christ the Lord, and on this peace outward peace is built. So also is true and lasting prosperity. It is still better to say that true peace and true prosperity are like a well-built house. An outward peace and prosperity are like the external adornments of the house. If the adornments fall, the house will stand, But if the house is destroyed, will the adornments then hang in the air? O my brethren, the Christian teaching is the only reasonable teaching about peace and prosperity. All else is madness and foolishness. For how could the servants build a mansion on the estate of the master without permission of the master and without his help? O Lord, the source of eternal true peace and true prosperity, save us from the peace of the simple and the prosperity of fools. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.